Amen, and good morning, Grace Bible Fellowship. It's good to see all of you here this morning. You're in for a treat today. We just took right around 80 children and teenagers to camp, and they're back. And so some of them are going to be up here. And I tell you, one of the things that I love about this church is that this church is committed to teaching children and teenagers about the Lord. But we go a step further. We're not just committed to teach them about the Lord, but how to live for the Lord. So can you imagine 80 more people growing up in this town that love Jesus Christ and are going to share Jesus Christ with their friends and their neighbors as they grow up? Man, I can't think of anything cooler for a church to be part of than to leave that kind of legacy behind. And that's what we've been doing. And so you're blessed today to be part of what you're going to see this morning. It's going to be a great celebration. If you're a guest with us here today, there's a place in the bulletin that says, "Welcome to Grace Bible Fellowship." You can fill that out, tear it off, and there's a little wood offering box by the double doors that you came through this morning, and you can leave that in there, and that helps Pastor Chris know who was all here worshiping the Lord with us today. And so if you do that, I'd be grateful for that. Let's take a moment now and just go to the Lord in prayer, and I'm going to turn it over to the children and the teenagers, okay? Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and we thank you for this precious time that we have to come together as church family and just worship you. And Lord, I thank you for all these children and for all these teenagers. But Lord, I really want to thank you for a church that everybody in this church is committed and sold out to the mission of living for Jesus Christ in such a way that other people come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. And I thank you that we're all in and we're all sold out. That is the top priority of this church, is the glory of God. Not for us to be served, even though that is part of it, but the top priority is for the glory of God and the furthering of his kingdom. And we thank you and we praise you that all of this privilege that we have is possible because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we ask now that you bless these children, that you bless the teenagers, and you bless their leaders as they come and lead us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
And there we go. I'm going to ask the boys and girls, all of you, the boys and girls wearing our t-shirts, even if you forgot your t-shirt, y'all come on up here this morning, because I want church family, you guys, to see beautiful boys and girls that all went to camp. Y'all can just sit up here, because we'll watch the video here in a minute. So everybody find you a spot. Aren't they beautiful? They are. Okay, you guys can just sit down, and unless you're speaking, y'all stand, and y'all kind of get right over here if you're speaking. There we go. All right. Well, church family, this is about a fourth of the group that we took to children's camp this week, and we have had, many of them have been sick. Camp tends to provide a little bit of sickness afterward, heat, exhaustion, 45 people in one room, coughing, it happens, you know. So we are very sad for those that couldn't make it just because we have a lot that are out sick this morning. But camp does not begin on May 30th, the day that we left. Camp begins a year prior to that, in August, when we have what we call Step Up Sunday. That is our promotion Sunday. We're getting new children in the children's program. We're moving out children into the youth program. The excitement begins. Some of the children move into what we call the launch pad, which is our preteen, and those are the ones that get to go to children's camp. And they start talking, and they will talk about their previous camp experiences. We also start planning fundraisers, and I just, a huge shout out to these boys and girls. We had three different fundraisers. It cost us close to $25,000 to go to children's camp, to take 78 people to children's camp. That is a huge amount of money, and these kids raised probably 90% of that through their fundraisers. And so that is truly amazing what they did. They made a lot of chili, and they made a lot of desserts. They walked up and down this piping hot street on Steak Cook-Off Day and sold and sold and sold. And there were private donations that helped us go as well. And so it's a huge thank you, not only to what they've done, but what the church family, what you did to support to help us go. So it starts way in advance. They start practicing songs on Wednesday nights. The church clap, if you have not ever heard that, you need to Google that. It is a great rap that I will tell you a little bit more about here in a little bit later, but they have to learn. That's one, they don't have to, but they learn that on Wednesday nights. And then their parents, they spend a lot of time just dealing with a non-friendly campsite registration portal. If you all have ever had to navigate portals, yes, we all love that, don't we? So they shop, they buy snacks, they fill out forms in triplicate just to go to camp, and then they get them in the car on May 30th, and we take off, and a huge storm, shocker, hits. And if you've ever gone to Glen Rose and River Bend, there's a low water crossing, and we receive the notification, it's been closed, we need to reroute, and we're in 14 different cars, and so we rerouted. It was just a little, just kind of different getting there, but we got it. We got there, and I want you to just know there were 650 children at the camp. It was, every bed was full, and I told our boys and girls, we were in a cabin, and I told them, no complaining about the cabin, because we could be in a teepee. And there is no water, no electricity in the teepees, and no air conditioning. So it is truly a teepee with bunk beds. And kudos to Valley Grove Baptist in Stephenville, because they were in the teepee, and not us. So, but anyway, they actually put us all in one cabin. So we had 78 campers in one cabin. And you'll see in our video, there's a green tape right down the middle of the middle room. And that was our Mason-Dixon line. The girls had to stay on one side, the boys were on the other, and you could not cross. So they did excellent. There were times, man, those toes were right on it, but they did not cross that line. So I'm proud of them for that. Anyway, we had a great time. There's three goals at camp. They are to learn about God, to make new friends, and to have fun. That's right. You got it. So our first goal for the week was, the first goal is just to learn about God. And I just want to share with you a little bit about our shirts. They say from roots to fruit. And it was a study on the fruit of the Spirit. And the children, they're going to actually read some of the things that they learned about the fruit of the Spirit. And the main thing, though, was in order to produce fruits, we have to develop our roots. before the fruit can come. So I'm going to let them share with you real quickly about what they learned about the fruit.
Our theme verse was Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
You may have heard this verse a million times, but let's figure out what it really means. Once you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, the Holy Spirit makes his home in your life. As you grow in him, you become like a tree that keeps growing and producing fruit.
You can look at a fruit tree and see what kind of tree it is by simply looking at the fruit that it grows on. People should be able to look at you and see that you are a follower of Jesus by the way you live your lives or the fruit that comes from your life. People should see the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, you are not ever going to be perfect because you still have a sin nature, but every day you should see more of these fruits in your life.
You cannot live life without God and produce good fruit. You cannot be the food person that God desires on your own. You need the power of the Holy Spirit to work in you and through you. Only then will you produce the kind of fruit that we call the fruit of the Spirit.
Our challenge to be Psalms 1:3-3. Psalms 1:3 says, they are like trees planted by the water, bearing fruit in every season.
Thank y'all. Y'all can sit down now. Good job. As Lila said, our challenge was to be a Psalms 1:3 tree. Again, that verse is, they are like trees planted by the water, bearing fruit in every season. And not only was this such a wonderful team for the boys and girls, but also for the adults as well. And I know there were multiple times that I was walking around thinking my patience is truly being developed, or my kindness, or my gentleness. And so it's wonderful how verses speak to us no matter where we are spiritually. So we learned about God. Not only is it a spiritual tool, but it also camp provides the children this opportunity to make good choices and new friends. So every day, camp is filled with what we call rotations. This includes swimming, waterfront games, crafts, the jungle, the zip line, the climbing wall. They have everything from worship arts to team sports to cooking, and they even have things called for boys only and for girls only. And each camper gets an opportunity. They plan their afternoon. They plan what 5 things they want to do. They can choose to stay in the same rotation all day long, or they can go to 5 different things, and they meet up with their friends and just, as we say, as they were leaving, make good choices, have fun, make good choices. So we're going to show the video of all the different choices that they made throughout the week. So y'all can turn around.
Thank you. guys, y'all back up just a little bit so that we can get ready to do our next thing. Back up just a little bit. Okay. So there it was. There it was. They wanted me to get all of them diving, and I don't think I got all 66 of them, but my phone is full, let me tell you, of a lot of things. Well, I can't say enough wonderful things just about our sponsors. We could not do this without them. You know, a camp requires, I think the camp requirement is like a 1-to-11 ratio, and I can't imagine only taking about 6 sponsors. We took 12 with us, and each one of them is responsible for a small group. They have a small group that anytime we have to count heads or line up or anything like that, everyone goes to their sponsor. And these sponsors also have to prepare the Bible study material. They receive the lesson in advance. They prepare to teach. They have to take certification in a class and have background checks run on them. So there's just multiple things they have to do just to get ready to go. And then they serve all 5 rotations. They don't get to go back and sleep. They have to go to the zip line, or they have to go to the pool, or they have to be somewhere. But those are your sponsors. That's how they maintain 650 children to have their counts at every location. So they are amazing. Like I said, we took 12. The boys have bragged that they did hold a camp record. They have a new camp record of showering 43 boys in 24 minutes. Okay, do the math. My understanding, there is it's a 3-minute. You get a 3-minute shower, and if you're not showering, you're brushing your teeth, and so that is very impressive. Unfortunately, we have a lot more hair to braid and to condition than they do, so the girls are not quite that fast, but we do our best. So just to mention their names, I just, you know, want to thank Matt and Alyssa Hiltz, Aaron and Brianna Shacklett, Adam Green, Brent Morrow, Ryan Wyatt, Wesley Ward, Rebecca Wolf, Aaron Money, and Chelsea Stovall for going. Y'all give them a huge round of applause. All right. And then finally, one of the things the camp does every year is they have a talent show. And if those of you that are going to play, y'all go ahead and go over there and get ready with your instruments, okay? The talent show, anybody can enter, and we had about 6 entries. We had some of the girls that sang a song. We have some of the kids that played instruments, which I'm going to let you all enjoy their pleasure today. One that is not going to perform today but did amazing was Liam Hiltz. He did the church clap rap, which is very high, very intense. Every child in there is singing and dancing to it, and he can actually do the rap words, which is an incredibly wonderful thing to be able to do. We weren't sure if we could get all of y'all up doing the church clap this morning, but he did an amazing job, represented us very well, and we were excited to have him do that. So this morning, to end just our time, we had 2 acts. The first one is going to be Riley and Avery Wolf. You girls want to come up here? And y'all come on. Where shall we put him? Matt's going to put him over here. All right, he's getting the mic ready. These two, they played and they sang Amazing Grace. And when they finish the song, hold your applause for just a minute, because they're going to finish it out with a little bit of picking, according to what they've shared with me. So, all right, are you girls ready? Thank you. Great job. Y'all are nothing. They sang in front of, with adults, 720 people. They did. They all did so well. Okay. And now for our second act, we have Clay and Crease Green with Nation Dagley on the harmonica. Clay has played the fiddle for 2 years at camp, and last year Nation joined him with the harmonica, and then this year Crease is joining him on the guitar, and they are, and they're playing Red River Valley. Good job. Good job. Well, that concludes our part of today's service. We leave you with a challenge. We leave you with a challenge to be a Psalm 1-3 tree and to allow God to develop your roots to grow deep. Our goal is to live the Christian life, not just learn it. So join us as we grow in, y'all say it with me, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Thank y'all.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaking, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never let me down. Faithful through generations, so why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense, so I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength, 'cause I built my life on Jesus, and he's never let me down. He's faithful in every season, so why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't. He won't. He won't. Fail. He won't fail. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaken, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations, so why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. Rain came and went, but my house was built on you. Safe with you, I'm gonna make it through. Rain came and went blue, but my house was built on you. Oh, I'm safe with you, I'm gonna make it through. Yeah, I'm gonna make it through, 'cause I'm standing strong on you. Yeah, I'm gonna make it through, 'cause my house is built on you. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaken, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations, so why would he fail now?
Suddenly articulate with a thousand tongues to lift one cry, and then from north to south and east to west, we'd hear Christ be magnified. Were the whole earth echoing his eminence, his name would burst from sea and sky, and from rivers to the mountain tops, we'd hear Christ be magnified. Be magnified, let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. its inmost melody, and every human heart its native cry. Oh, then in one enraptured hymn of praise, we'll sing Christ be magnified. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. I won't bow to idols. I'll stand strong and worship you. And if it puts me in the fire, I'll rejoice because you're there too. I won't be fooled by feelings. I'll hold fast to what is true. And if the cross brings transformation, then I'll be crucified with you. Cause death is just a doorway into resurrection life. And if I'll join you in your suffering, then I'll join you when you rise. And when you return in glory with all the angels and the saints, my heart will still be singing, and my song will be the same. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me.
Father, we thank you for this day, just being able to see these kids come up here and give testimony to what you did in their lives in a week of camp. And we're going to hear about the youth soon, but I praise you for these songs that I got to watch these kids sing at camp. And not because they just knew the words or everybody else was doing it, but because they were there to truly seek you. Father, you say in your words so many times that if we would just come to you like children, and I pray that over this church family, that we would come to you like children with no reservation, that we would allow you to change us into the image of your Son, because we cannot do it on our own, and when we try, we fail miserably. So thank you for picking us back up time and time again and giving us this opportunity to draw near to you. Father, I pray for the youth as they come up and give testimony to what they experienced at camp. And we thank you for everyone that was a sponsor, that gave so that these kids could go have an experience with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Use this one. I don't want to hold it. No, it's okay. I'll just use this one. This will work. Okay. So youth, we went to Camp Eagle down in Rock Springs, which you just go through Brady Junction, then right on the other side of I-10, and we're in Rock Springs there. You can come up. I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you, Ryan. Come up when I come up. I'm sorry. That's on me. And so we went to Camp Eagle down there. Camp Eagle is the organization, but it's also the name of the camp, because Camp Eagle did have some stuff like in Glorieta and different stuff like that. Like it was Camp Eagle Run type stuff. But their main thing is there in Rock Springs. Our speaker was Ian O'Donnell. So they have different speakers for each session. And he came from Austin Stone Community Church there in Austin, one of their churches there in that. And so this first slide is just us arriving there. We have two counselors that are college age, every group two. And ours were Sue Haiti and Shelby, one that goes to UT Rio Grande Valley and the other one that went to Texas Tech. And we accepted her even though that's where she was from. And so, but they were awesome. They did a great job. And that's who kind of led our kids. And so Ryan, Kessie, and myself went as sponsors. And we were there with them, but we kind of slowly tried to drift back in the background, let them bond with those two young ladies that were leading them for 3 days primarily is what it ended up being. We can go to the next slide. I told them I wasn't going to. I'm just going to tell them go to the next slide. Nothing fancy. So these are our cabins. This is where we stayed. We stayed like in the Hilton of church camps in terms of nice, like, beautiful facilities. There's only 16 people in that cabin total. And so we had a cabin to ourselves, and we shared with four really quiet people from another church, and that was it. And so it was really nice. Lots of space. It was amazing. So we can go to the next slide. And then this was day one and night one. So there the pavilion is where we would do worship on the night, that first night, and then every morning. The rest of the time, you're outdoors. It's an outdoor adventure camp. And so I'm going to let some of the kids elaborate here in just a second. But that was us. That's Sue Haiti standing up on the table. And she was leading a game because we had a lightning delay for 30 minutes, like Andrea said. We were gone the exact same time the children were. So we had a lightning delay. And I had to play some games there. And so that was kind of just us there at the beginning. Next slide. Okay, so this, I was going to talk primarily on this one because this is one of my favorites. So you had a low activity, a high intensity activity, and then a water activity every day. This was our low one, was something that was not going to require a ton of hiking or anything like that. And it was kind of small, and it always had a lesson that tied it to the main lesson. Everything, the kids will elaborate on this, everything pointed to the lesson that night. Like every activity did, except for maybe the waterfront, because we're just playing in the water. But the rest of it pointed to that activity. So this blind maze, we blindfolded the kids, and then we walked them about 20 more yards without them knowing where we're going. And the counselors told them, hey, we're going to put you in a maze. You got to find your way out. And they lead them. They put them inside this. It's just a big, massive pile of ropes. It doesn't make any sense. There is no maze. But they don't know that. And so they have to grab the rope, and they have to just follow the rope until they get to the end of the maze. That's what they were told. And so we then walked around after they walked in circles for about 2 minutes. We walked in, and we would just say, hey, is there anything we can help you with? And if they ask, or is there anything we can do for you? That's the word we use. And if they said, can you help me? That's how you get out of the maze. You have to ask for help. And so some people were in the maze for about 8 to 10 minutes because every time we said, is there anything we can do for you? Their response was, yeah, point me in the right direction. Or is this the right rope? Or like they didn't use the words, can you help me? And so the purpose of that was the idea of like making them ask for help because you're blind and can't see. So every activity we did was kind of like that. I left this out. We studied through the book of Daniel. That's what we went through. And so next slide, please. So mealtime, this is mine and Kessie, one of our favorite parts of this camp. I'd been there about 7 years ago. Kessie had been twice, 7 and 6 years ago. It's a family-style meal. They feed over 400 kids, firsts and seconds, and get them out, tables cleaned, in 30 minutes. So we send one kid to grab a tray with just big old bowls of everything, set it down, and then you pass it around and serve yourself, and then you go get seconds if you need seconds and things like that. And so we kind of loved it because you get to sit down like a family at a table and just hang out. That's one of our favorite parts of the camp, that we got to just chill with the youth for about 30 minutes. And so that's us enjoying mealtime. Those were our two tables. We had two tables that we got to enjoy and sit at. So next slide. That's the waterfront. It's very similar to like what we see at Riverbend. It is on the Nueces River. And there were four different waterfront activities. The one with the little rocket thing, the white thing, is the one that had like the blob and slides. It had a lot of stuff. But Kessie was up high and couldn't get all the pictures. So that's the one we got from there. And then we went to a different one that had some rings. And you're just playing in the river. And so it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. We played a cool game at the river at the second time. And we succeeded. Yeah, we passed the rock. You had to pass the rock all the way across the river using just your feet. And so we passed from person to person with the rock. It took us a while, but we entertained ourselves. But we did accomplish that feat and got the rock all the way across the river using just our feet. Ooh, pun intended. Next slide, please. So our high activity was rappelling. We were 85 feet up on a cliff. and you just hop off the edge and rappel down. And so it was really cool. We had a couple that are terrified of heights. I don't know if Gibbs is here today, but I was proud of that dude. He's terrified of heights, and he went out on the edge and like got hooked up and just looked and enjoyed the view at least. So he kind of conquered a little bit of his fear to just step out and go look at it. So I was super pumped about that for Gibbs. But anyway, that's us rappelling down. We were belaying ourselves, and they have the experts and the professionals there, so it's 100% safe. But yeah, 85 feet off the edge of that cliff, and it was beautiful. And so next slide. Night two, Rack, Shack, and Benny, so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And you can see everything is experiential, so we hiked to that. We actually walked through. It has a big sign. It was called the Market of the Gods, Marketplace of the Gods. And as you walk through, they're just handing you, like, hey, here's a girlfriend. Here's a car. What do you need? And there's giving you little popsicle sticks representing these idols that, like, trying to take you back in the time of being exiled and having to listen to all the different things coming from the Babylonians and what they're trying to give the Israelites. And then they had an actual furnace set up there with a fire. And so, but most, our night two and night three, we hike somewhere, and then we sit in kind of what's like a natural amphitheater and have our worship and our lesson there. Next slide. Big swing, that was our other big activity. They, you can see they would walk you out. They wouldn't walk you out. You had to pull yourself on that little railroad track out there. Then they hook you up. You can see me far back in the blue shirt. My job was to stand up there and just pull the cord after they got a solid, I don't know, 60 feet up in the air. And then they just swing. And so, yeah, Ryan, I didn't do that one. I've done it before, and I kind of felt like that was my one time, so I was proud of myself. So I just pulled the rope that time. But it's pretty cool because the way they hike them up, all the kids are on the fourth floor, and it looks like a pirate ship. They're walking around. And they're twisting the thing to pull their friends up in the air. It's just kind of neat how they have it all hooked up. And so that was them enjoying that. Next slide. This was not a fun activity for the children. I think a lot of them left very angry. This was our other small activity, like the blind maze. They had to balance that pontoon boat on its axle. And they didn't do it over 30 minutes. And they would come in and be like, oh, so-and-so just got sick. They're not allowed to talk anymore. Oh, everybody got sick. You can't move except for Turner, and only Turner can move people. And so they did it over time, and you had to keep it balanced for 25 seconds. I don't know if we made it past five one time. No, she said nine. That wasn't. There's no way it was 9 seconds. I was watching it. There were, it was church camp, and everybody wants to have fun, but they were angry. And so... But there was a lesson tied to it, and they had a sit-down moment after that and talked with the counselors after. But that one made me laugh because it just was not a typical, like, let's have fun church camp. Everybody's angry. But they got over it because we went to the waterfront later. Next slide. Night three, Daniel and the Lion's Den. So this was pretty cool. You can see one of these pictures is some random guy playing the ukulele. So as we're hiking to this, there's, like, misters every now and then that'll blow water on you because it was pretty hot. This guy's singing to you while playing the ukulele. They had fake flowers lined up on the path. But then when you get there, there's just bones on the ground. And we had to sit on very uncomfortable rocks. And it's not the same. It's kind of a change in atmosphere. And it was supposed to represent the idea of Daniel having the good life. And then in an instant, it changes. And so it was, again, everything has a purpose for what we did. And so that was, you can see the picture kind of where we were at. That top right one is seeing the band, and the bottom right one is behind us. And so it was, like I said, about 400 people total just hiked up right there in that area, worshiping the Lord, and that's where our lesson came from there. Next slide. And this, like Andrea said, big thank you to the church and you guys for making that happen, letting us take your kids, the contributions that were made, and then we had our fundraiser as well at the State Cook-Off, and like, just all around, thank you to Kessie for going. Thank you to Ryan for going. He was huge help this year. That was awesome. Really enjoyed it. And so that's us right there on our last day as we're about to head out. I'm going to let a few of the two of the youth, and then Ryan are going to talk real quick just about something personal, their experience that they enjoyed. And then that'll be kind of our summary for the camp. And so.
A little too tall. Okay, so I have two different things I wanted to talk about. So something that Coach Prescott didn't really talk about was once we first got there and met our counselors, they gave us a little contract, As you can guess, this is from Shelby. She brought it all the way from tech for us. But we each took turns just writing different rules that we wanted to focus on throughout the week. So we had some that were like, pray every night, be patient, encourage, good hygiene, challenge ourselves. One of our biggest jokes throughout the week was from Gibby, which he wrote great gratitude. He meant to say gratitude, but it always made us laugh when we read it and everything. But it was just goals for us, and if we didn't complete them, we had to do punishments, which I don't think we had to do any, did we?
Yeah, we had to put rocks in the hand.
Oh, yeah, we had to carry rocks. But that was it. So I think we did pretty good. But what I mainly wanted to talk about was my kind of like the biggest thing I took from camp. And it was how we connected everything to God. At most camps, you just like, oh, you play games, you have fun, and that's about it. But everything we did, like Prescott said, had a purpose. And the main one, which I don't think was in the slideshow, was the first day we did an underground maze, which was pitch black. And it was kind of scary. But they gave us a glow stick, and there was one of the counselors, which was Shelby, hiding somewhere in there, and we had to go find her to get the secret password to get out. And we had to work to crawl under things on our hands and knees through mud, or jump on these really tall platforms, which I was too short for, so Chloe had to throw me up there. You can probably still see some bruises on my legs from that. But once we finally got out, it took some of us quite a while, but we figured it out. We all came back together and talked about why we did that. We talked about how we felt during it, how we felt lost, we felt confused, we felt alone, we felt scared. And basically what we got from that, when we're in a dark place in life, we feel lost and alone. We think we'll never find the answer to our problems. However, God is right there waiting for us to see him so he can lead us in the right direction.
So like they've been saying, everything, like every single activity except for like the waterfront had a purpose, and we talked about like what it meant. And so after one of the activities, before everybody was done, I was talking with our counselor, Suhaiti, and I started talking to her about like what the activity meant. And so she asked me if I wanted to lead the debrief that we have after everything to like make sure everybody knows what it was about and what like the purpose was. And so I ended up leading the debrief. And so I thought it was just really fun to be able to talk to all the other people that went to camp about Jesus and how everything connected to God. And so my favorite thing about camp was probably getting to lead that debrief.
So I could go on and on and on about all the things that we did at church camp and how amazing it was, and it really was. I really could just keep going on and on and on about it. So we learned so much. I know I learned just as much as everybody else there. I know that we all just came out of there with fresh eyes, fresh heart, and a love for the Lord and a desire to follow him. So I would boil down our experience into four words. First being courageous, second being attentive, third being joyful, and fourth being unifying. So for courageous, this would be a good representation. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be troubled or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. So a way that I could really say that we did that is whenever we approached the steep cliff, there was a little bit of, I could see not everybody wanted to jump up and be the first one to rappel down the cliff. However, the people that did step up went through it, and they overcame maybe something that, you know, prior to they couldn't have done. So I was just really happy to see that they stepped up,
and overcame maybe a fear. Secondly, attentive. So make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. Proverbs 2:2. Very well demonstrated by our kids. Like he was saying, we had two excellent college leaders that they were right there. The leaders would tell them, this is how we're going to do things, and they would remember, they would follow directions, and they would keep up with their leaders, which was very awesome. Thirdly, joyful. So rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer. There were some times where we could have really, things could have gone south, and that's nobody's, you know, it just, you know, we maybe didn't get the front of the line, or, you know, just like little tiny stuff, but the kids, they never complained, or if they did complain, it wasn't a whole lot at all. They were very energetic and continued to keep their spirits up the entire time, which I was really proud of them for. It was really cool. Thirdly is unifying. So, and this is love, that we walk according to his commandments, that this is the commandment just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. 2 John 1:6. That's something I really just, it's hard to even put into words, because there was a sense of unity and fellowship and camaraderie inside of our group, and that stayed from the beginning and continued to grow throughout the entire camp experience. So that was me. Thank you all so much, and yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty, I mean, like they said, it was just all amazing. Testament to you guys, Ryan hit on it, and I needed to say that as well. Just a tribute to you as parents, the kid, like the two counselors, Sue Haiti and Shelby, said constantly, y'all were the best group we could have had for our first week of camp, because that was week one. So that was, I mean, that lots of hiccups possibly, and they loved the kids. They were very attentive and paid attention and focused. They stepped out of line, they had to correct them, like, hey, Chloe, come get a new life jacket, because her had broken or whatever. She came in and got a new life jacket. There was no fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was awesome kids. So y'all have done a great job parenting your kids and raising them up for us to make life easy. I did, every time I carried this, I did roll that up for a thanks and giggle. Yeah, thanks and giggle. I did not ever do that. And then also thank you for allowing your kids to be there, because they had no cell phones. There is no service out there. It's not like we take them up there is no way to use your phone. And so that was awesome as well. They went 3 days solid without their phones, so we were pumped about that. I'll pray for us, and then Matt will lead us in our closing song.